Morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Marilyn with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queenslanders are to see 50-cent fares for all Translink services from the 5th of August 2024. The six-month trial aims to combat congestion on our busiest roads. It acts as a much-needed financial aid in a cost-of-living crisis. Greens MP for South Brisbane, Amy McMahon, thinks at 50 cents per trip, it will be cheaper to just switch off the fare machines. Premier Stephen Miles says this is as close to free as you can get. Commuters will still need to tap on and tap off for their journey in order to access the reduced fare. In national news, a national consent campaign was launched by the Social Services Minister in Adelaide over the weekend. The campaign asks, if some adults don't know how to understand consent, how can it be assumed that kids will? MP Amanda Risworth reveals the shocking figure that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 16 men report having experienced sexual violence since the age of 15. Ms. Risworth hopes all Australians know consent is not always a simple yes or no. Can be communicated in a number of ways.
In international news, the death toll from Papua New Guinea landslide rises to 670. This comes after an approximate 150 homes and two healthcare centres are said to be buried 6 to 8 metres below debris in the Enga province where the disaster occurred. UN humanitarian advisor Mate Bagosi says the recovery process for the province is expected to be long, given its remote location and terrain around the area remaining unstable. In the same region, tribal clashes within the Tambatanas village are also hindering relief efforts, increasing risk for aid to reach Enga. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool with light fog hanging around from earlier this morning. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.